Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Advent is a time of awe and wonder. Awe and wonder is something I think we've kind of lost in our society today. We don't have surprises anymore, you know? I remember as a little kid, I used to live in Cleveland, and my parents were taking me to this wonderful amusement park called Cedar Point, right? And they told me about Cedar Point, and they told me about the roller coasters and all the rides that were there, and there was awe and wonder as we rounded this corner, and I saw all these big roller coasters and rides. Today, you say you're taking your kid to Cedar Point, what do? They go Google it, and they see everything that's there. We've lost our sense of awe and wonder. I remember it as a kid, but Advent is a time of awe and wonder. Advent is a time of the year we prepare for several things. Advent is a season of preparation to kind of bring back into our world awe and wonder. I believe that one of the problems with the Christian church today, one of the reasons it's not growing the way it should, is that we've lost that sense of awe and wonder. We've lost it. So today, I hope maybe a little bit of that comes back in to our church. Advent is a time of awe and wonder as we wait for a baby to be born. Now, that is probably one of the few times there is awe and wonder still, but even nowadays, you can get 3D images and see the baby's face and know whether it's a boy or a girl, just like that. When I was born, Mom didn't know whether I was going to be a boy or a girl, so she painted the nursery orange, and orange is still my favorite color today, and she didn't know, so she had baby girls that were girls and boys, and you know how it goes. But we've kind of almost lost that, but there still is that sense of awe and wonder as we wait for the baby, right? 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, it's getting close. And then there's that great day when the baby's born and we're so excited, right? Well, that's what Christmas Advent is about. We're waiting for baby Jesus to be born once again. And sure, we know he's king. We know he's savior. We know he's a boy. Well, we don't really know what he looks like. The pictures kind of give us a little glimpse, but I doubt that's very accurate. But we know what he was going to do. But there's still that sense once again as Christmas approaches, as we wait for the baby. Advent is a time of awe and wonder as we wait for a savior and a king. The reality is, the whole point of Jesus coming into this world was to be our Savior and to establish himself as King, to be our Savior from sin, death, and the devil. How bad do we need that? We saw it this morning in baptism. Jesus washes away all our sins. Brothers and sisters, we cannot do it. If it weren't for Jesus, you and I would be on the straight track to hell and I'd be driving the bus. It's true. But because of Jesus, we have a Savior who dies for us, who forgives our sins, and who opens the kingdom of heaven for us. And then, once he died, who rose again and ascended into heaven to establish himself as King, the King of our lives. No matter who's president or how bad the president's hair may be in this country, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is King, and he will come again. That's the other anticipation. That's the other part of awe and wonder of Advent, waiting for Jesus to come again. And I got news for you. Google isn't going to tell you. The Bible isn't going to tell you. The only person who knows when Jesus is going to return is the Father, and he doesn't even tell Jesus when it's happening. So there's a sense of awe and wonder in waiting, because we know that when Jesus returns, great things happen for you and for me. Because on that cross, Jesus died, and we are forgiven, and we are saved, and we're going to heaven. Because of that, when Jesus returns, we get to go up into the sky, and we get to hear, "Not guilty, welcome into heaven. I'm here for you." A bodily resurrection as we enter the kingdom of heaven to be with him forever, as heirs to his throne, as royalty with him. With great awe and wonder, we wait for that day. And how exciting is that? I know so many Christians today who read the book of Revelation and they're so afraid. They're afraid of Jesus' return. Because what if they're left behind and they're afraid of this? And my answer to you is this: if you're baptized and you have faith in your heart, you have not one thing to be afraid of. Because as soon as Jesus returns, you're going to be sucked right up into that glorious gift of heaven with the words, "Not guilty." What a joyful time of awe and wonder. I want to look at a passage of the early church, because awe and wonder is crucial for us. And that passage comes from Acts chapter 2, 42 through 47. If we look at the Bible, this is when the church was growing its fastest, and this is what it said. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe and wonders, and signs were performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Did you catch the awe and the wonder? It was there because they had fellowship. It was there because they took communion together. It was there because they worshiped together. It was there because they took care of people. It was there, notice, that they took care of people outside the community, giving to everyone who had need, but awe and wonder was there. Brothers and sisters in Jesus, awe and wonder is here today. Today, your eyes have feasted upon all three sacraments, depending upon if you're late Luther or early Luther, that could possibly happen in the church. Number one, confession and absolution. We confessed our sins before God, and God forgave our sins and says to us, you live as free children. How awesome is that? Isn't that about awe and wonder? That we poor, miserable sinners, and I'm chief sinner. Let me tell you, I am really good at sinning. They've given me an honorary doctorate in sinning. So now you may call me Reverend Dr. Travis Pittock, okay? And I'm sure all of you could get an honorary doctorate in sinning. Who could? Be honest, right? Because we're sinners. We fall short of God's glory. But we come in here once again knowing that God meets us and we say sorry. And before we even say sorry, do you know what God says? You're already forgiven because of the second sacrament that we saw happen here today, baptism. Because we are baptized into God, all of our sins, past, present, and future, are wiped away. And God wraps his arms around us and says, you're my child. I love you. I forgive you. I'm never going to let you go. No matter what happens to you, no matter how hard life might get, no matter the struggles and temptations you will face, no matter the times you think you may not have faith, I have faith in you, and I will not let you go. My brothers and sisters, isn't that a sense of awe and wonder? To know that even as we walk in to confess our sins, they're already forgiven because of baptism. Can you guess what the third awe and wonder is we're going to see today? Five young people receiving communion for the first time. That gift of God where he comes to us and he gives us bread and wine and he says, this is my body, this is my blood shed for you for forgiveness and life. Awe and wonder breaks through again. Awe and wonder breaks through for Abby. It breaks through for Lily. It breaks through for Bryce. It breaks through for Adriana. It breaks through for August. Awe and wonder breaks through in their life as they, for the first time, get to hold the body of Jesus himself and take the body of Jesus into their own being. As they take the blood of Jesus, which is wine, but blood too, and receive that blood, and as they eat and as they drink, knowing that Jesus whispers into their ear, your sins are forgiven, I love you, you're my child, I remember your baptism, I am always with you. Brothers and sisters, awe and wonder is here today. If you leave today without seeing it, well, that's your fault. But I hope that you do. And I hope that as you see the awe and wonder unfold before you today, you will leap out of here blessed and full of joy and full of peace and full in love for one intent purpose. Who knows what that intent purpose is? To do what? To tell others about Jesus Christ. So that they too may come and experience the awe and the wonder and the salvation that only Jesus can give. So today we celebrate. And we even have a celebration for you guys. It's so important that as Lutherans, we love to buy cake. So afterwards, there's a huge cake in there for you guys. And we can celebrate because you know that is the fourth sacrament, coffee, cake, and donuts. And so that is where awe and wonder will happen. In Jesus' name, amen.